Thank you, Jordan. Yeah, welcome back, where the full-time whistle has just gone here at Park McDermott and Lifford, and it's ended in victory for Donegal. Donegal 2 goals and 10 points. Waterford 1 goal and 8 points. So, Maureen O'Donnell, I think it was a case that Donegal were leading by 4 points at half-time. They did the necessary in the second half. They got an all-important second goal through Amy Boyle Carr as well. And while Waterford were always in this contest, Donegal deserving winners.
Yeah, absolutely. A fantastic victory again out there by the girls today. And they really, really needed it going into their next game in the group stages against current All-Ireland champions Meath. But a fantastic display of football out there. They, you know, you talked about them being ahead. I think they were ahead since Waterford scored their goal. After that, Donegal just settled into the game very well and took their scores. I mean, 5 points out there today, winning by 5 points is a great, it's a comfortable victory. But when you look at some of the scores that Lauren McGregor, their key free taker, has missed out there today, like, the only probably critical thing that I could say on Donegal's behalf today is that maybe going forward give away less frees, no scoreable positions, because somebody else on their day will really punish Donegal for that.
Yeah, and when you think about those wides that Waterford kicked, particularly in the second half, 7 wides, quite a lot of them from scorable positions, weren't they, Maureen? Lauren McGregor, as you mentioned, she scored 1 goal and 4 points, all those 4 points from frees, but she could have had a lot more.
Yeah, and that's it, you know, which would have narrowed it in the gap and left it really tricky and really difficult for Donegal maybe to come away with a victory here today. And these games, these early games in the group stages like this, you know, they're key. You know, we want to try and get into quarterfinal positions. We want to try and, you know, beat the All-Ireland champions in our next game. And what a victory that would be as well going into the quarterfinals for Donegal. But like I say, like, very little you could say that was wrong with the Donegal team out there today. You know, a really good display of football, particularly from a defensive point of view, maybe giving away those frees. But, you know, like, you're going to give away frees in any day. But on the other side, we, like, our scoring ability has really dramatically changed over the last while. A number of scorers on the score sheet out there today, Dermot, and fantastic scores they were able to take as well.
Yep, Niamh Hegarty helping herself to a goal and 3 points. Suzanne White, 3 points, all from frees. Amy Boyle Carr, a goal and a point. And Kira McGarvey coming off the bench as well, scoring 2 frees. Another substitute worth mentioning as well, Maureen. Geraldine McLaughlin came on and played for the last, 7 or 8 minutes. Good to see her back in action.
Listen to that. It's more depth, more experience to the team. You know, we've seen, like, in the Ulster final, you've seen Niamh Hegarty coming back in there. Her flair and her speed alone has added tremendous, you know, experience to the Donegal side. You see Geraldine coming back out there. It's going to take her a wee while to find her feet, but it's actually brilliant for the girls to see her come back. We can actually compete now in the All-Ireland Series. You know, Tanya Kennedy's worth mentioning. She wasn't there today. Don't know what's going on. Possible trial, maybe, back to Oz, but, you know, listen, we'd hope to see the return of her as well, because we need that experience going forward into playing the likes of Dublin and Cork, maybe, you know, and even Kerry further down the line. And, you know, Donegal needs as much as they can now going forward, as much firepower as they can, you know, maybe to try and compete well in this series, having, you know, got as far as the semi-finals last year, Dermot, and losing out narrowly to Meath.
Okay, that's the voice and the thoughts of Maureen O'Donnell. Next up for Donegal is Meath. They play them in a fortnight's time. Waterford have Meath at home next weekend. Waterford will need to win that one if they are to maintain their hopes of qualifying from this group. It's all over here in Lifford at Park McDermott. It's finished. Donegal, 2 goals and 10 points. Waterford, 1 goal and 8 points.